You're listening to SBS News.
It's the middle of the night in the rainforests of Costa Rica in Central America. Endangered amphibian species specialist Juan Abarco is looking for tiny, rare frogs. But it's not just the frogs he's collecting, it's what's on their skin. Dr. Adrian Pinto Tomas of the Center for Research in Cellular and Molecular Biology at the University of Costa Rica explains.
The general objective of the research is to understand the problem of chytridia mycosis, a disease caused by a parasitic fungus in amphibians. It's one of the causes associated with the massive death of these organisms. For example, the case of the golden toad in Monteverde that we know in Costa Rica. There were reports of this parasite in many studies, but they were based only on its DNA. Our first major goal was to obtain it in pure culture, so we can isolate the fungus responsible for this disease in amphibians. This is important because by knowing the enemy well, we can develop strategies to combat and control it.
In 2019, a study led by the Australian National University found that chytridiomycosis, a disease caused by a fungus, caused steep population declines in at least 501 amphibian species. It's responsible for the extinctions of 90 species over a period of 5 decades. But scientists in Costa Rica found that some populations in their region are more resilient to the fungus responsible and decided to investigate. Hilbert Alvarado from the Laboratory of Experimental and Comparative Pathology of the School of Biology at the University of Costa Rica says they knew how the fungus affected the amphibians.
Este hongo, el chytridio, cuando se logra instalar en la piel de los animales y va a producir enfermedad normalmente.
The chytrid fungus, when it manages to install in the skin of the animals and produce the disease, causes two lesions. There's a multiplication of the cells that it has in its skin and also a thickening of the keratin layer that exists in the skin. The thickening of the skin of the animals affects the normal functionality of the skin of the amphibians, which is very important for the respiration and exchange of water and other ions and molecules.
The Costa Rican team found that a bacteria present on the skin of some frogs and other amphibians can stop the fungus infecting the skin of the animals, where it causes cells to break down. Amphibians breathe through their skin, and the infection is often deadly. Juan Abarco says by collecting frogs from the forest, they hope to extract samples of the fungus and the bacteria from their skin for testing.
El proceso fue básicamente obtener el hongo.
The process is basically to obtain the fungus from the skin of amphibians, characterize it, and then to also obtain the bacteria from some threatened amphibians. A third step is to grow the fungus with the bacteria to determine which of these bacteria had effectively inhibited and could prevent the growth of the fungus.
Dr. Pinto Tomas says their research revealed that the fungus is genetically linked to the types of fungus that's been associated with the deaths of amphibians right around the world. And they also discovered that some of the Costa Rican frogs had bacteria on their skin which inhibited the fungus and saved their lives.
Ahora, en un próximo paso.
Now in a next step, we must continue to study the amphibian in its natural environment to find the best bacteria that can protect it from this disease.
They now hope the discovery of the fungus-resistant bacteria will help protect amphibians, possibly by inoculating animals with the fungus-resistant bacteria before releasing them into the wild. Hilbert Alvarado again.
We could install them in the animal's skin, and when we set up conservation programs, in normal conservation practices such as reintroduction or translocation, we could send reinforced or vaccinated animals to the field. They would have a much higher probability that in adverse conditions they will not get sick. So what is the challenge for the next few years? How are we going to apply and how are we going to ensure that these bacteria manage to install themselves in the skin of the animals?
According to the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, there are currently 64 amphibian species in Costa Rica at some category of risk. Alan Lee, SBS News.